Jaya Dushyanti, Jaya Guna Deha Se, Jaya Satsang. Ekakke amara noi guru hari nam sankirtane tumi kripa kori sharanam indu Divine Grace of Ayachanana Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Param Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopanath Shyam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturanam Ki Jai Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai Yuvanamai Ki Jai Srimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bho. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So, Omakana Timirandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Meditam Yena Tasbai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was just noticing how many people have their cameras off. Interesting. So I guess Zoom is a way to sleep. They make leader there. Okay. Very interesting. I just was doing a count on this here. Okay. I see Champaka turned her camera on, but that's the one camera I may not want on because I'm just going to get upset because she's driving my car. Anyway, the other cameras I can tolerate. Okay, so we're going to continue with the reading on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we are reading from the Majjhalila, chapter 14, about Lord Chaitanya, of course. And right now we're reading about some of the exchanges of emotions between Srimati Radharani and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, very intimate stuff. I don't want to say stuff, but it's very interesting information. And please pay rapt attention. It may be something you're not able to understand, probably will be something you're not able to understand, but at least you can appreciate what's going on a higher spiritual plane. Just if you hear nicely, even if you don't understand, it'll be purifying. But if you think you're on that particular level to understand, you may be in difficulty. You may be a sahaja. Okay, so let us go. Share the screen. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Alrighty, so we are reading from, let's see, which is this, the 182nd text in the 14th chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita's Majjhalila. Etashuni prabhuhaila anandita mana sukhavishtahana sarupe kaila lingana. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy and being absorbed in this happiness, he embraced Swarup Damodar Goswami. Vilasari Baba Bhushara Kahata Lakshana Ye Bhave Radha Kari Govindaram Bana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Swarup Damodar, please speak of the ecstatic ornaments decorating the body of Srimati Radharani by which she enchants the mind of Sri Govinda. Now remember, this is very elevated subject matters. So just listen, don't speculate, try to appreciate that Prabhupada is presenting this to us, and try to be humble enough to understand your position, where you're at, without jumping like a monkey to a higher platform. Because as Prabhupada said, big belly, big monkey, or big monkey, big belly, Ceylon jumping melancholy. In other words, if you try to imitate a great devotee like Hanuman, you will fall flat on your face. Tabita Surubhagoshani Kahite La Gila Juni Prabhura Bhaktagana Mahasuka Poila. Being thus requested, Surup Damodar began to speak. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very happy to hear him. Radhavasiyachi kibhavnavane aiha tahanyari achambite krishna darashanapaiha. Sometimes when Srimati Radharani is sitting or when she is going to Vrindavan, she sees Krishna. Dekite nanabhava hai vilakshana sevai lakshane yeram nama vilasabhushana. The symptoms of various ecstasies that become manifest at that time are called vilas. So this is described in the following verse taken from the Ujjala Nilamani Anubhava Prakarana. Of course, the Ujjala Nilamani is the postgraduate study of the Nectar of Devotion, both of which are written by Srila Rupa Goswami. So when you understood the nectar devotion perfectly, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu perfectly, then you can go to the usual at Nilamani. But by Prabhupada's mercy, we're getting a coming attraction or advance preview or view of the Ujjala Nilamani by Prabhupada's mercy. Gati stanasanadinam mukhanitrari karmanam tatkalikam tu vashishyam vilasa priyasangajam. The various symptoms manifested in a woman's face, eyes, and other parts of her body, and the way she moves, stands, or sits when she meets her beloved are called vilas. Laja harsha abilasa sambrama vamya boiha etabhava miliradaya chanchala kareha. Surup Damodar said, timidity, jubilation, ambition, respect, fear, and the characteristics of the left-wing gopis are all ecstatic symptoms that combine to agitate Srimati Radharani. So these are different moods or bhavas or expressions that all combine together in some ecstatic combination. This is explained in the following verse, which is found in the Govinda Lilamrita. So, Pura Krishna Lokat Stagita Kutila Shagatir Abhut Tirasjinam Krishnambara Daravritam Shimukam Api Jalataram Sparam Nayana Yugam Abhugnam Itisa Vilaskya Vilaskya Asfalankarana Valitasit Priyamute. When Srimati Radharani saw Lord Krishna before her, her progress stopped and she assumed an attitude of opposition. Although her face was slightly covered by a blue garment, her two starry eyes were agitated, being wide and curved. Thus she was decorated with the ornaments of Vilasa and her beauty increased, just to give pleasure to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in other words, one thing we can understand is that whatever she's doing here is to give pleasure to Krishna. It's not at a false ego. Like sometimes ladies or men, they act in such a way for their own sense gratification to attract others to them because of their false prestige. I want others to see how beautiful I am. I want others to see how intelligent I am. I want others to appreciate me. I want others to praise me. But Srimati Radharani is just thinking, I simply want to give pleasure to Krishna. He gets pleasure by seeing me exhibit, let's go back to this verse, opposition. Like anger sometimes, that's opposition. And all these different mixtures of symptoms. It's really interesting. Krishna ge radha yati rahi dandana tinahanga bhange rahe bruna chana. When Srimati Radharani stands before Krishna, she stands bent in three places, her neck, waist, and legs, and her eyebrows dance. So Krishna is also known as Tribhanga. He has three folds in his body as he plays his flute and stands in a particular posture. Mukhe netre haya nana bhavera hudgara ekanta bhavera nama lalita lankara. When there is an awakening of the various ecstatic features on Srimati Radharani's face and her eyes and inner eyes that are appropriate to a charming feminine attitude, the Lalita ornament is manifest. Vinyasabhangur hanganam bruvilasamanohara sukumara bhavetyatra lalitam tadudaritam. When the bodily features are delicate and expertly curved, and when the eyebrows are very beautifully agitated, the ornament of feminine charm called Lalita Alankara, means ornament of Alankara, is manifest. This verse is from the Ujjalad Nilamani, Anubhava Prakarana 51. So we should also understand that these symptoms are manifest in a perverted, reflected way in this material world. And so anything that's here in this material world is also there in the spiritual world. But in the spiritual world, the same, let's say, external symptoms that are being manifest are manifested to give pleasure to Krishna. That's the difference. Not for one's own sake. Remember that. Lalita Bhushita Radha Deke Yadi Krishna Dunhe Dunha Malibare Hyena Satrishna. When Lord Sri Krishna happens to see Srimati Radharani decorated with these Lalita ornaments, they both eagerly want to meet each other. Riyatira Griva Charanaka Kattibangi Sumadura Chalachili Vali Dalita Ratinatorjita Danu Priya Premola Sola Sita Lalita Lalita Tanu Apriya Prichai Sasid Urita Lalita Lankriti Yuta. When Srimati Radharani was decorated with the ornament of Lalita Alankara, just to increase Sri Krishna's love, an attractive curve was manifested by her neck, knees, and waist. This is brought about by her timidity and her apparent desire to avoid Krishna. You know, she's acting like she wants to avoid Krishna, and this attracts Krishna even more. The flickering movement of her eyebrows could conquer the powerful bow of Cupid. To increase the joy of her beloved, her body was decorated with the ornaments of Lalita Alankara. This verse is quoted from the Govinda Lilamrita 9.14. Of course, Govinda Lilamrita was also written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Lobe asi Krishna kare Konchuka karshana Andare ulasarada Hare Nivarana. When Krishna comes forward and greedily snatches at the border of Rasari, Srimati Radharani is actually very pleased with him, but still she tries to stop him. Bahire vamata kruda vitare sukamane kutamita nama ebhava vibhushane. This ecstatic attitude of Srimati Radharani is called kutamita. When this ecstatic ornament is manifested, Radharani externally tries to avoid Krishna, and she apparently becomes angry, although she is very happy within. Stana dharadi grahane ritpritavapi sambramat vahi krodo vyatitivat roktam kutam tam mudahai. When the border of her sari and the cloth veiling her face are caught, she externally appears offended and angry, but within her heart, she is very happy. Learned scholars call this attitude kutamita. This is a quotation from the Ujjala Nilamani, Anubhava Prakarana 44. Krishna vanchapurna haya kare pani rada antare ananda rada vahire bhamya kruda. Although Srimati Radharani was checking Krishna with her hand, internally she was thinking, let Krishna satisfy his desires. In this way, she was very pleased within, although she externally displayed opposition and anger. Shushka rodana ishat hastiya krishne karena Bartsana. Srimati Radharani externally displays a kind of dry crying as if she is offended. Then she mildly smiles and admonishes Lord Krishna. That means chastises him. Pani rodam avirodita vancham Bartsanascha madhura smitta garbaha Madhavasya kurute karavorur Hari Shukshka Ruditam Chamukepi. Actually, she has no desire to stop Krishna's endeavor to touch her body with his hands, yet Srimati Radharani, whose thighs are like the trunk of a baby elephant, protests his advances and, sweetly smiling, admonishes him. At such times, she cries without tears on her charming face. If you hear this without speculating, without projecting your mundane understanding on these different pastimes, your heart will gradually become purified of mundane lust. But it's one should hear with the proper mood. Otherwise, one projects their conception. You're thinking, oh, Krishna is touching Radharani, and Radharani is fighting and likes it, or whatever. And then you're thinking, that's just like what, you know, some Bollywood movie or some experience you may have had. It's not. It is not. Because both Krishna and Srimati Radharani have, or are, their bodies, which are Satchitananda Vigraha. There's no material senses. There's no question of sense gratification and the way that we know sense gratification. So it's of a completely different category. And it's impossible for us in the conditioned stage to really understand what that means. Completely different category, but at least theoretically we understand that. So just try to keep your mind from picturing what you know already about these sort of exchanges in this world, because it's not like that. It's completely different. E mata arasava baba vibhushana yahate bhushita radha Hare Krishna mana. In this way, Srimati Radharani is ornamented and decorated with various ecstatic symptoms which attract the mind of Krishna. Ananda Krishna Lila Nayaya Varnana Apane Varnena Yadi Sahasravadana. It is not at all possible to describe the unlimited pastimes of Sri Krishna, even though he himself describes them in his incarnation of Sahasravadana, the thousand mouth Seshanaga. Of course, Seshanaga is actually continuing to describe Krishna's glories, and it never comes to an end of Krishna's glories, and Krishna's glories are expanding unlimitedly at each moment. So you cannot come to an end of Krishna's glories or Krishna's pastimes. They're unlimited. Like we read about a few of the pastimes between Radha and Krishna, or a few of the pastimes of Krishna killing the demons. But these are very few, infinite, tesimal compared to the infinite pastimes that Krishna executes, infinite variety. Just like in ourselves, or with ourselves, we can describe certain things that occurred during our lifetime. You know, when I was a kid, put the microphone closer, I had my activities of scholarship, and I remember, what did I remember? I remember studying mathematics, and, yeah, I remember a few of my activities. But I have many more activities than that, obviously. I had so many days, 365 days a year, 366 on leap year, and so far 72 years. Oh, my God, that's a lot of days. And so Krishna has unlimited days, not just throughout his appearance in this earth planet, but unlimited days and unlimited universes and in the spiritual world, which is unlimited, so there's unlimited varieties of pastimes. We can only hear about very, very few. Shiva sahasya rakahe Shuna damodara Amara lakshmi radeka Sampati vishtara. At this time, Srivas Thakur smiled and told Swarup Damodar, "My dear sir, please hear. Just see how opulent my goddess of fortune is." So here, of course, what's being described, or the context of this particular description, is that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, has now attacked the servants of Lord Jagannath outside the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. Because Lord Jagannath has told the goddess of fortune he was just going for a walk, and after 5 days he has not returned, so the goddess of fortune goes to the Gundicha temple with her associates. She does not enter the Gundicha temple, and she is beating up the associates of Lord Jagannath with her opulence. Vrindavanera sampadeka pushpakisalya giridhatu shikipicha gunjapala maya. As far as Vrindavan's opulence is concerned, it consists of a few flowers and twigs, some minerals from the hills, a few peacock feathers, and the plant known as gunja. Gunja, of course, is the little berries that we decorate our Govardhan Shilas with. And these, they're called gunja mala, means like the string of berries. Actually, red and white berries. And they're found, I believe, only in Braj. Very, very special. And so that's real opulence. I mean, some people think real opulence is what? To have a big house, a big cars, a lot of money in the bank, all sorts of clothes in your closets, 1,000 shoes to pick that match all your outfits, a new hairdo every day. Anyway, we'll get into that. Actually, I should mention men too, not just the ladies. So that's not opulence. You know, a bed with silk sheets and someone fanning you. Two ladies with, for men, two ladies with feathers or, you know, whatever, fanning you and chewing on pan. That's not opulence. Opulence means the simple things of life, because that's when you can really enjoy. Like in the forest. And Vrindavan is called the forest of Vrindavan. That's what it's called, Vrindavan. Vrindavana deki bare gela jagannatha shuni lakshmi devi ramane haila asoyata. When Jagannath decided to see Vrindavan, he went there, and upon hearing this, the goddess of fortune experienced restlessness and jealousy. Ooh, that's funny. Eta sampaticari kene gela Vrindavana tandriyasya karite lakshmi karila sajana. She wondered, why did Lord Jagannath give up so much opulence and go to Vrindavan? To make him a laughing stock, the goddess of fortune made arrangements for much decoration. In other words, she wanted to show the comparison. Look how nicely I'm dressed. Look how nicely everything is surrounding me and my associates. And look how miserly you are in Vrindavan. It's this, and how miserly Vrindavan is. It's this guy that when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he did not even wear shoes. Can you imagine that? They made him herd the cows without wearing shoes. They didn't make him. Actually, Krishna decided to herd the cows without wearing shoes because he didn't want to be better than the cows. So there's an interesting story. When Kamsa's mother, Padmavati, who's also Ugrasena's wife, says that we should send money to the Brajavasis to pay for Krishna being there. Plus, look at the Brajavasis, how cruelly they dealt with him. They would not let him wear shoes when he herded the cows. So the goddess of fortune is just saying, look, you know, look what you gave up. You gave this up to go to that wretched place. You know, she's something like that. But Vrindavan is not a wretched place. It's the most opulent place because all the land, Chintamani, all the dust is Chintamani there. All the cows are Surabhi cows. And all the trees are Kalpa Vriksha trees. And all the devotees want is to please Krishna. They're not going to the Kalpa Vriksha trees. They're not going to the Surabhi cows to ask something for themselves. They're not going to the Surabhi cows and thinking, oh, now I can get some nice soft serve ice cream from them. Chocolate ice cream. Or gulab jamuns or whatever they want. They're not thinking that. they're thinking, they're going to the Surabhi castle and say, Krishna wants some ice cream today. Krishna wants whatever Krishna wants. So it's completely different. There's real opulence. Because when there's love, there's opulence. Of course, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, loves Krishna, and Krishna loves the goddess of fortune. But Krishna's not impressed with opulence. He's impressed with simple devotion. That's called a raganuga. In raganuga bhakti, one serves the Lord from one's heart spontaneously, following the footsteps of a resident in Vrindavan. In Vaidhi bhakti, one serves the Lord with great opulence. Of course, now, because we are not on the platform of raganuga bhakti, we have to serve the Lord in opulence. But we should hanker for the platform of serving the Lord spontaneously out of pure love. And then, living in the forest of Vrindavan, where Krishna is actually much more intimate, he lets his hair down in Vrindavan. And you can have this wonderful relationship with Krishna. Then that's much more opulent than living someplace with opulent bedsteads and jewels and everything like that, where Krishna has to be just treated as a king. Tamara takara deka eta sampati chari patrapala pula lobe gela pushpa badi. Then the maidservants of the goddess of fortune said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the goddess of fortune and for the sake of a few leaves, fruits, and flowers, go to see the flower garden of Srimati Radharani? They're angry. E karmakare kahan vidagda shirumani lakshmira grete nija prabhure deha ani. Your master is so expert at everything, but why does he do such things? Now bring your master before the goddess of fortune. Heta Bali Mahalakshmira Sabadasi Gane Kativastre Mandi Ane Prabhura Nija Gane. In this way, all the maidservants of the goddess of fortune arrested the servants of Jagannath, bound them around the waist, and brought them before the goddess of fortune. Now remember, these are all Lord Chaitanya's associates who are playing these parts on both sides. These are all great devotees. And so this is a pastime that occurs every year the fifth day after the Rath Yatra ceremony at the Gundicha temple. Whew, I'd love to see this pastime. Lakshmira Chadanayani Kariya Pranati. Maybe I'll look for it on YouTube later. Dana Dandalayara Kariya Minati. When all the maidservants brought Lord Jagannath's servants before the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune, the Lord's servants were fined and forced to submit. Bow down, you rascals. Ratera upari kari dandira tadana chora praya kari jagannathera sevaka gana. All the maidservants began to beat the Rath Yatra car with sticks. And they treated the servants of Lord Jagannath almost like thieves. Amazing pastime. Sababritya ganakahe yodakari hata kalyani diva tumara ge jagannatha. Finally, all of Lord Jagannath's servants submitted to the goddess of fortune with folded hands, assuring her they would bring Lord Jagannath before her the very next day, which they never did. It took five more days before he came back to the goddess of fortune. So they are cheating to serve Lord Jagannath, or lying to serve Lord Jagannath. Tabi shantahana lakshmi yaya nijagare amara lakshmi rasampad vakya agochara. Being thus satisfied, the goddess of fortune returned to her apartment, that is Jagannath Puri. Just see, my goddess of fortune is opulent beyond all description. This is Srivastakur speaking. Shivastakur continued to address Swarup Damodar, your gopis are engaged in boiling milk and churning yogurt, but my mistress, the goddess of fortune, sits on a throne made of jewels and gems. In other words, she's better. Nardo Prakati Srivasa Kari Parihasa Shunihase Mahaprabhura Yata Nija Dasa. Shivastakur, who was enjoying the mood of Narada Muni, thus made jokes. Hearing him, all the personal servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile, because Narada Muni worships Lakshmi and Narayan, obviously. Of course, Narada Muni does have an expansion, it's in Vrindavan. And Narada Muni even takes a female form to see Krishna's rasa dance in Vrindavan, and that female form is known as Naradi. One time, I gave one of my disciples the name Naradi, and she was really upset. She was thinking I was calling her Narada Muni. I said, no, Narada Muni becomes a lady in Krishna's pastime, just to see. I'll tell you the story. Okay, Narada Muni wanted to see the rasa dance. He was stopped because the rasa dance cannot be seen by any male. He was stopped by Lord Shiva in the form of Gopishra Mahadev. Gopishra Mahadev means Lord Shiva, who appears as a gopi. And he said, you cannot come. You cannot enter the rasa dance. You cannot see it. Get out. Go away. And then Narada Muni went and entered into a corner of Kushama Sarovara. And when he entered into the Kushama Sarovara, he became the devotee, gopi, Naradi. And then he went to see the rasa dance, and Krishna said, I got some service for you. Make your ashram here at Govardhan. There's a place called Narada Kund, which is right next to, or across the street from Kushama Sarovara. And that's where Narada Muni had his ashram. And he composed the Narada Bhakti Sutras and Narada Pancharatra. And not only that, Kayadu, the mother of Pallad Maharaj, was there when he was instructing her in Krishna consciousness. So it's a very important place for Gaudiya Vaishnava. It's called the Narada Kund. Narada Kund, there's a beautiful kund there. They just renovated that kund, and some day when I can go to India, I will go and see that kund. Prabhu Kahe Shivasa Tamati Narada Swabhava Aishwarya Bhave Tamati Ishwara Prabhava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Srivasa Thakur, my dear Srivasa, your nature is exactly like that of Narada Muni. The Supreme Personality of God's opulence is having a direct influence on you. In other words, because as opulence, you don't understand Vrindavan. And you're just joking, of course. Inho Damodara Swarupa Shura Vrajavasi Aishvara Nachana Inho Shura Preme Vasi. Swarup Damodar is a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He does not even know what opulence is, for he is simply absorbed in pure devotional service. So that's the quality of someone who is actually qualified to go to Braj. Someone who is just absorbed in pure devotional service is not even concerned with the opulence of this world. He's just so much absorbed. And that's why the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were just simply Kopina Kanta Shrito. What does that mean? They were dressed just in very short kopinas and, you know, sometimes lungis, and maybe like a torn quilt or something on top of them to keep them warm in the winter, and that was it. Of course, they wash it, obviously, but that was it. They didn't own any more opulent clothes than that. Whereas nowadays, like if you go into my closet, you would see hundreds of jackets, hundreds of dhotis, well, maybe not hundreds of dhotis, and the dhotis are pressed by some lady using an iron. incredible. And if I just try to tell the lady, don't press, they get very angry. So this is not the mood of the Goswamis of Vrindavan. The Goswamis of Vrindavan just like aloof from all these external things. Surupa kahe srivasa shuna savadane Vrindavana sampad tumara nahi pade mane. Surupa Damodar then retorted, my dear Srivasa, please hear me with attention. You have forgotten the transcendental opulence of Vrindavan. This is the real point. Vrindavane sahajikat ye sampat sindhu dwaraka vaikuntha sampat tadaika bindu. The natural opulence of Vrindavan is just like an ocean. The opulence of Dwarka and Vaikuntha is not even to be compared to a drop. I mean, just even in this world, if you go into the forest and you see the beauty of the trees and the flowers, there's nothing that compares to it that's man-made. Nothing. Not the most beautiful city in the world. Just like sometimes people want to go to different places and travel, like many people want to go to Sydney and see the Harbour Bridge, some stupid thing like that. Or they want to go in Auckland to see the Sky Tower, some stupid thing like that. Or they want to go to Italy to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I know it's Pisa. Or they want to go and see Buckingham Palace or the Big Ben in the UK, or in the United States they want to go to see San Francisco, or they want to see Disneyland or Disney World or some garbage like that. But none of that stuff, or a palace, but none of that stuff can compare to the beauty of, even in the world, of a forest. Like I'm looking out my window right now at the forest here. It's infinitely more beautiful than, and in each leaf is infinitely more beautiful than anything made by any man. Each flower with has all these different colors, infinitely designed on each atom or each cell, cannot be compared. So it's the same thing, you know, reflecting this to the spiritual realm. That Vrindavan, the beauty of Vrindavan, is like that. It's simple and love and ecstasy, and there's nothing else. That's a forest. Yeah, I'm just looking at the forest here with the beauty of the forest. I've never seen a building as beautiful as this that I'm looking at right now. Anyway, just a little comparison. Parama Purushottama Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Yahandani Tan Vrindavana Dhamma. Shri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all opulences, and his complete opulences are exhibited only in Vrindavan Dham. In other words, only your intimate pastimes, intimate devotees, unexcelled beauty, and playing a flute. Chintamani Maya Bhumi Ratnera Bhavana Chintamani Gana Dasi Charana Bhushana. Vrindavan Dham is made of the transcendental touchstone. Its entire surface is the source of all valuable jewels, and the Chintamani stone is used to decorate the lotus feet of the maidservants of Vrindavana. Even when I go to Vrindavan now, I leave the city of Vrindavan because it's all concrete now. And then to see the real Vrindavan, I go outside the city, into the villages, into the country, and then that's the mood of Vrindavan. Not some big buildings, you know, big. You know, people think they go to the city of Vrindavan and buy some big apartment in a 20-story building, and they're living in Vrindavan. You cannot buy a piece of Vrindavan. It's just an illusion that people have in their minds. You know, a great illusion. So the real Vrindavan, I mean the real mood of Vrindavan is out there in the forest. Vrindavan, that's what it means, the forest of Vrindavan. It's not like Vrinda City, kapa vrikshalatara yahan sahajikavana pushpa pala bina keya namage anya dana. Vrindavan is a natural forest of desire trees and creepers, and the inhabitants do not want anything but the fruits and flowers of those desire trees. Wow. Ananda kama denu tan virivane vane duga matra dena kea namage anya dene. In Vrindavana, there are cows that fulfill all desires. And I talked about this, kama denus, and their number is unlimited. They graze from forest to forest and deliver only milk. The people want nothing else. Sahaja lokera kata yahandivya gita sahaja gamana kare yachen racha pati pratita. In Vrindavan, the natural speech of the people sounds like music, and the natural motion, their natural motion, resembles a dance. Actually, we're going to end here. This is too ecstatic for me to continue. I'm sorry. I cannot contain the ecstasy. So, 225. Okay. We end it at 224. So, but tomorrow is 225. Okay. Okay. Let us end here, and then we have something in the chat window already, so we can address that, and we will allow you to unmute yourselves, but first I'll see what was said in the chat window. Wow, that's a long one. Oh, that's Mr. Pran Govinda, the guy who always praises me. He says, Bhavananda says, Prabhupada said, I have so many palaces all over the world that I can stay in. Practically speaking, there's no difference between the Goswamis and me in terms of lifestyle. They stayed under a different tree every night. I stay in a different palace every night. They wrote, I write, originally I did not want to come here. He was not talking about coming to America, but to this world. He said, Krishna asked, I want you to write these books. Come down and write these books. Prabhupada said to Krishna, I don't want to go to the material world. Krishna said, don't worry, I will take care of everything. You write those books. That was the first and only time that I ever heard or read where Prabhupada actually spoke about Krishna speaking to him and how he didn't want to go. When he spoke in that way, the atmosphere was like nothing I've ever experienced. Wow. Pretty ecstatic. Okay. Thank you for that reference, Prabhupada memories. Okay. So, Radha Padmaji.
Please accept my respectful obeisances.
You don't look like Radha Padma. All right, so what's the question, Alina Khan?
Are there deities of Lakshmi in Jagannath Temple?
In the Jagannath Temple? I don't know. I haven't been in the Jagannath Temple. But there are deities of Lakshmi in Braj. I know in Govardhan there's some deities of Lakshmi and Narayan. And there's deities of Hanuman there too. That's actually a good question, and one which you will have to ask someone who's allowed to go in the temple and has looked around the temple. And I do not know the answer to that. Maybe Praneshwar knows the answer to that, but I don't know the answer because they will not allow me in the temple. I'm allowed in Vrindavan, but I'm not allowed in Jagannath Puri, and I'm not allowed in Gundicha either. I tried to bribe my way to go in, but they wouldn't let me in. So the only thing I know is there is a Vimala Devi temple inside. Okay, thank you, Prabhu Govinda. Maybe next life I can take birth as your son so I can go in. So anyway, so... that would be funny. So I know the only thing I know about Jagannath Temple, I know Tota Gopinath, the Siddha Bakul, and the ocean. And also, I don't know, I've seen the Lord Nrsingadev deity, and there is a small Jagannath, Patita Pavana Jagannath, I've seen outside the temple. But I am blocked from going to the temple. I am not pious enough. Of course, also, Haridas Thakur didn't go in the temples, Sanatana Goswami didn't go in the temple, and neither did Rupa Goswami go in the temple. So, But I see Jagannath in many of the temples of ISKCON. So there's no problem. Same Jagannath. Here's another question.
Thank you.
Atmanandini Mandan. Wait, let's get her question. So her question is, I don't understand if the topic of Radha and Krishna's love is so esoteric, why is it described in the first place? What purpose is there to serve? Well, there has to be something for everybody, just like Prabhupada described when he was dealing with devotees who only read this particular section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and sections like this. And Prabhupada got really upset because they were just concentrating on these intimate things. And they said, "But Prabhupada, it's in your books." And Prabhupada said, "It's like a pharmacopoeia." I mean, in other words, a pharmacy or drugstore, depending on where you come from. And there's all sorts of varieties of medicine. There's all sorts of varieties of medicine. And the doctor has to prescribe which medicine is good for you. So we are reading it now very quickly without going to elaborate description, because basically we're all, well, most of you, forgive me if I'm committing offenses, but most of you are not ready to really delve into all these intimate pastimes. But we get benefit because it's Prabhupada's sound vibration, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's sound vibration, comes from the spiritual world, even if we can't understand it right now. And also, as I'm reading it, I'm giving the proper explanation so you don't get confused. Like Prabhupada wrote about the rasa dance in the Krishna book. And when Prabhupada wrote about the rasa dance, he gave the elaborate description so you understand the tattva, the truths, the nature of Krishna, the nature of the gopis, so you don't get confused. But it's not that we should concentrate on these things. We should sometimes hear about them when it comes up, but really understand our particular position. Did the Muslims destroy temples when Lord Chaitanya was in Vrindavan? Yes. Actually, the Muslims went to Vrindavan when Lord Chaitanya, around the time Lord Chaitanya was, because we know that the Gopal deity was taken from the top of Govardhan Hill to protect it from the Muslims and brought to Mathura. And also that was the Gopal deity's trick so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see the Gopal deity, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not going to climb Govardhan Hill to see the Gopal deity. So there's evidence that there were attacks by the Muslims. Of course, it wasn't so heavy at that particular point because there was the Emperor Akbar, who actually liked the Hindus, and he helped build some of the temples. He actually was associated with Jiva Goswami, but there is some evidence that Muslims from time to time attacked even at that time, because otherwise why would the Gopal deity be brought down from Govardhan Hill? Why was the Gopal deity originally hidden in the bushes? That predates Lord Chaitanya's time. That predates Madhavendra Puri's time too. Because when Madhavendra Puri went to Braj and he found Gopal hidden in the bushes, Gopal was hidden in the bushes to protect him from the Muslims. So that's way before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can understand by that evidence that yes, Vrindavan was getting attacked. Of course, the most serious attacks occurred because of the Emperor Aurangzeb, who was considered by some to be an incarnation of Kamsa. But previous to that, yes, there is history according, if we just put two and two together, at least before Madhavendra Puri's time, there was attacks. When will I next visit Vrindavan? I never leave Vrindavan. We have a need to cultivate and express our individuality through ways like different hairstyles, color, clothes, etc. How do we spiritualize that or better understand what drives that need? Well, we should understand why we are doing all these things. That sounds like a pointed question if I ever heard one. Why we are, the motivation. Yes, we express our individuality, but what is the need we're fulfilling? Are we doing it to please Krishna? or attract attention to ourselves. Or just express our autonomy, that's fine. But if you're just thinking, I want people to see how cool I am. Just like certain times people get certain electronic gadgets to see how cool they are. So people see how cool they are. I remember, oh my God, I shouldn't use this example. Anyway, I walk into certain meetings and everybody is using an iPad Air. An iPad Air is, a cool looking computer. It's a very light, not iPad Air, a Mac Air, sorry. Mac Air, not iPad Air. There's an iPad Air too, but there's a Mac Air. So, certain meetings, even ISKCON meetings, with sannyasis in them. I walk in and everybody's, and I walk in with my IBM computer. And everyone looks at me like I am a demon. Not a demon, but everyone looks at me like I'm just not cool. Here's this sannyasi using a, let's see, what brand do I use? A Lenovo computer. And look at his phone. His phone is an Android phone. And when people get messages from me, because all these cool people, they have iPhones, then it's a different color and they know it's not coming from an iPhone. And they think, this guy is not cool. So I've been advised if you want to preach at the university, you have to have cool gadgets, even though they're not as good technologically. But I'm more of a practical person. I'd rather be practical than cool. But people just like to show off, hairstyles, I just keep the same hairstyle all the time. It's not a problem. The same clothes all the time. And if I wear Western clothes, I'll just wear cut-off jeans. I don't care. I don't care. But people just like trying to impress us, fit in with the crowds. If someone won't accept you because of your phone, do you need that friend? Do you need that association? Well, you have to ask yourself that question. If because my because I'm using a non-Apple phone or a non-Apple computer, then none of the other sannyasis will talk to me because I'm just making this up right now because I know it's not exactly like that in the GBC. But people go, especially young people that go to the university, it's like that. Who needs someone? If someone thinks of me like that, let them eat cake, let them, whatever they want. That's their problem. I don't need friends who like me because of I'm cool. I need friends who like me because of who I am. Okay. I'm not a coolest sannyasi. But I tell you, certainly I'm not going to change my technology just so the people think I'm cool. That would be hypocritical. That would be completely hypocritical. Okay, so let's take two more questions. Praneshra, you have a question. You're going to unmute yourself.
To have the right consciousness in Vrindavan.
What about the consciousness in Vrindavan? What's the question?
Like right consciousness, like when we are seeing in Chaitanya Charitamrita so much glorification about Vrindavan. So how like
The
the people
right consciousness is to serve the Brajabasis. Serve the Brajabasis. All the Brajabasis. Especially those who are downtrodden. There's many Brajabasis who are considered lower castes, right? The Jatis. So we should serve everyone. We don't discriminate. Higher caste, lower caste, everyone who's a Brajabasi, we love, we serve. We're very happy to be there. We tolerate. That's the right consciousness. You serve Krishna's devotees in Braj, and then Srimati Radharani will come and give you her darshan. I guarantee. Okay?
Yes,
That's the right.
please.
Okay, Pranesha, keep serving. Okay. Gopalini Cone. You have a
Hey,
question? Last
Salvation
question.
Sister Dave.
Yeah, what's up?
Earlier, you were speaking about Naradi having to switch her form, switch his form to her form to see the Rasa dance.
Cross-dressing is called.
In Krishna book, Prabhupada describes that the demigods were watching the Rasa dance from their airplanes.
Yes, they couldn't get close. And they couldn't see the most intimate things. They could just see some of it from up there. I mean, how much can you see from like 10,000 feet up?
Well, if you got the eyes of a demigod.
What?
Well, if you got the eyes of a demigod, I'll bet it's better than ours.
I don't know, I've never tried. Anyway, they could see, but they didn't really see the most intimate things. Obviously, the most intimate things are only reserved for the absolute pure devotees.
And that's what Naradi wanted to see.
And also, when someone reads Prabhupada's books, unless Krishna reveals, they'll never understand what Prabhupada is saying. I've seen that. Someone will read the Bhagavad Gita, and if they're not really, following, chatting, it becomes like Greek to them. Okay, I think it's time to end before I get myself in more trouble. Okay, we'll see everybody. Yes, Aurangzeb is an incarnation of Krishna. I said that, of Kamsa, not Krishna. I don't know. It's just some people's view. I've heard it. I've heard it. It may have some Shastric reference or some speculation like that, but he certainly was a demon. That's a fact. Aurangzeb was a big, big demon. Okay, on that happy note, all glories through divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jaya. It's also
Hey.
Sadhis Jarasana. Hari Bol. See everybody tomorrow.